This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Good morning, America. How are you? Say, don't you know me? I'm your native son.
And now, from studios on the campus of the University of Common Sense in the Big Easy, the professor of thinkology and a man dedicated to truth and common sense. America, class is in session right here, right now, with your host, Jim Brown.
Hello there. Welcome to the Common Sense Show. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray, my co-hosts on this great day. Hope your weekend's going well. You can find out all about us and all the questionable activities we each carry on at our website at... Our hearts go out, really, to... I talked to my daughter in Portland, Oregon. The snow is just incessant there coming across the north, and we're having such great spring weather down here. We're pulling for you, folks. We're pulling for you as we get ready to jump in our swimming pools and wear nothing but short sleeve shirts and shorts, right?
Great spring weather down here. What are you, unless you're a duck? Well, I mean, it's just raining every 15 minutes.
That's the Bayou State. It rains along the Mississippi Gulf Coast a good bit. In this country, they're opening up the various spillways down here in the south, in Louisiana, because the water is coming at such a huge amount, and with all the snow, all that melting coming down the Mississippi, that it can't stay within its boundaries, and so they have spillways that go off as offshoots into various side rivers, and they're blocked normally in great huge metal and wood barriers, but they're opening a lot of those spillways up now because the water's so high, and that's because of all the snow and, Leo, as you said, all the rain up in the northern and central regions of the country.
Well, and also in Sonoma County in California, they're experiencing flooding. You wouldn't think about that up in Sierra Madres and up north, and you don't think about flooding for places that have some high elevations.
Those folks, my heart goes out because they've gone through so much with first the wildfires,
right?
Then the mudslides, and just so.
And now the flooding.
Right. Well, the wildfires burn the underbrush, so it makes them far more susceptible to mudslides.
Massive mudslides.
They don't have the small trees and brush to slow it down, but. Jim's right. We live on the Mississippi River down in Louisiana, and there's a lot of ferry service across the Mississippi, not as many bridges as we probably need or as we definitely need, but ferry service this week has been suspended at times because of how high the Mississippi River is.
And those folks listening to us up in Alaska, Fairbanks, Alaska, 97.5 K28DQ up there, and also KFAR in Fairbanks, they have their folks that maybe go in a P-Row-type boat for 2 hours just to get to school in the morning, you know. So I'm sure their hearts are just broken over the fact that you got to drive a few miles to get to a bridge. You don't have a ferry crossing.
Right.
It's all relative, isn't it? I guess
it is
the point
definitely.
I'm making, depending on where you live.
Yeah, but we like our ferries down here. It's sort of what we call the mini-cruise.
That's true. Well, I hope wherever you are, you're dealing with the weather, and glad you're listening to us this morning. Got a lively show. We try to have fun on the Common Sense Show. Talk a little seriously about the news cycle this week that undermined the president's trip to meet with the North Korean dictator, that Michael Cohen testified before Congress. And, you know, the Republicans just beat on him unmercifully, and he wasn't really defended by the Democrats. But remember the movie Gladiator where Russell Crowe looks up at the crowd and saying, "Are you entertained?" Well, I felt like it was just both parties posturing to entertain us.
I don't think one person's mind was changed by that testimony.
And, you know, I was the two things that the Republicans kept pounding on was, number two, this WikiLeaks connection, which I never understood what the crime was there, because Trump knew in advance that there was some stuff on Hillary Clinton through his operatives, Roger Stone and others. And then the other thing was the hush money paid to the girlfriends. And, you know, that's a fine line to draw when you're talking about giving money, because Cohen said in the hearings he told me to not tell his wife and save us for something else. He was trying to protect his family and his marriage, and I'm sure he didn't want that to come out during, you know, a few weeks before a presidential election. But how do you declare that to be a campaign violation? And if it is a campaign violation, what is Congress doing with it? We have laws to do that kind of thing. So, but and I'll share this with you guys. And Ocasio Cortez, and they were all. Any question being asked?
I agree with you.
What she said was, do you have personal knowledge that the Trump, that Donald Trump and his operatives falsified information involving. The Republicans didn't, and here this 29-year-old congresswoman who's the darling of the left and has gotten so much notoriety. She's got more Twitter followers than anybody in the country but the president, I think. And so
I thought the way she asked her question, she knew exactly what she was asking him. Where do we go for additional information on this? Open the door for them to go into the Trump organization. Open the door for them to go into his tax records. And the thing, the beauty of her questions was at the end of it, she yielded the remainder of her time to the chairman. You're right, Jim. She asked the most pertinent question, probably the most damaging for the president, and she didn't even need her full 5 minutes to do it. That's preparation.
Mm-hmm. She's an interesting lady. She is the all-American socialist. She's a socialist. Her ideas, depending on where you live, are out of the mainstream, at least for now, talking about the greening of America, talking about Medicare for all, free college education, things that have a huge price tag. But she sure, the press loves her. I love the fact, and maybe a lot of you listeners saw this, that the young lady, Republicans pulled out a video of her dancing when she was in college, and it was
scandal.
Yeah, well, and it was
what? She danced in college.
Well, she did a music video, and it was, I thought it was real cute. And so they thought that this, look how she was when she was a teenager. So her response is she does a similar dance in the hall of Congress up there outside her office door. You know, just rubbed it in. So you got to hand it to her. I don't agree with a number of her political views, but sure, what she's done is show how refreshing it is. Doesn't have a lot of, didn't go to some hotshot college, doesn't have any family money. She used to be a bartender to pay the bills, and she is able to become a member of the U.S. Congress, and a number of women are joining in the Congress. And so it's still controlled by a bunch of old white guys.
Still is.
Democrats
There it is.
I'm going to come back and tell you my...
Who needs the amazing Preskin when you have me?
You've been interviewing all these psychics so much on the show that you kind of just know when it's time to take a break. You know that kind of thing. Hey, we're here on the Common Sense Show. Ronna Gray, Leo Honeycutt, and Jim Brown. Our website where you can find out all about us is RadioCommonSense.com. We'll take a pause, freshen up your coffee, and we'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
How can Chris be so relaxed when his big interview is today? Because he searched jobs on Glassdoor.com. Out of millions of listings, he filtered by distance and salary to find the job that was right for him. He researched the company on Glassdoor, too. He read employee reviews. He knows they have great medical, even free donut Fridays. So he has nothing to worry about and everything to look forward to. Glassdoor. Find the job that fits your life. Go to Glassdoor.com or download the app today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I have problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockit Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockitPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
back to the Common Sense Show. Jim Brown, Leo Honeycutt, and Rhonda Greger. Democratic Party won overwhelmingly in the midterm elections three states that Donald Trump won in 2016. That would be Wisconsin, Michigan, and it would be Pennsylvania. And if you add up those electoral votes, they're very significant. And the Democrats won by 15 to 16% in governor's races and senator's races. And so very solid Democratic victories in states that Trump took. So that's a good sign, you would think, that the Democrats, but those states all are more moderate Democrats. They're not clear off on the side. And you've got Elizabeth Warren, and you've got Kamala Harris, the senator from California, that's announced, and a number of these candidates are taking the party so far to the left. They're talking about reparations now for Indians, reparations for African Americans, talking about some things that really aren't in the mainstream discussion right now. And as a consequence, it's gonna be an interesting scenario to where the Democrats have an excellent chance of regaining the White House, but they're going to have a candidate that's a little bit more moderate, or they're not going to be able to do it if you look at those results, and which probably the focus will end up, I'm not saying he'll get the nomination, but the focus being some old white guy, former Vice President Joe Biden, who I happen to like a lot, by the way. Mm-hmm. I've listened to him speak in person on several occasions. I've met him. I didn't support him. There's nothing I do to support him. But back in 1980s or something, 90s, when he ran for president and didn't made an interesting race. But at that time, he'd come into a campaign rally and talk for an hour and a half and just put all his supporters to sleep. But the senator from New York, Senator Gildebrand, you've got like four or five senators, Amy Robach from Wisconsin. All these women are running for president, and most of them are going pretty far to the left. And will the pendulum swing back? And either they're moderating their positions, or someone like Biden asserting himself to be the major opponent to the president in 2020.
And then the question is, can a Biden candidate fire up this young Democratic base that is excited by Congresswoman Cortez?
Well, that's right. There's a cartoon about he's coming out in his walker on the front porch, and all the candidates that are, all the women candidates particularly, are all kind of. The times have passed Bernie by. He was a groundbreaker, and he brought a lot of these folks together. I've got a young nephew who was 28 at the time, who had Bernie's bumper sticker in his car. Is there just enough room for him, and being not even a registered Democrat, quite frankly?
Right.
And so
I think Bernie made some compelling arguments in favor of socialism. And understand, I'm not for it. I'm just saying I think that he was probably better than anybody I heard as far as how we need to, quote-unquote, level the playing field in this country. But I can't help but circle back around to the world tried socialism. It was called the USSR, and after 80 years, you know, they said it ain't working.
Well, there's a difference in what they call democratic socialism. Alexandra Cortez keeps reminding everyone she's a democratic socialist, which is different from socialism in the USSR.
Okay.
Not quite the same thing.
But I guess if you're going to have a referendum on things like Medicare, I think most Americans – agree that everyone should be covered by health care. But if you have a pretty good policy yourself, maybe, you know, that you've got a company policy that many, many people have, do you want to see your taxes raised significantly? I have insurance. Well, we cover everybody. Everybody's taken care of. Well, they're not. You and I know we're not. But you get into a real slippery slope when you talk about Medicare for all, for example. When you get into the area of reparations, well, $50 million. Well, should all those new Hispanics coming to this country pay for reparations for actions that took place before they even came into this country? There's all kinds of complicated issues when you get talking about...
Well, who has the right to say that any of us who are living today are responsible for what happened 100 years ago?
Certain minorities, particularly African Americans, that there should be some reparation. Now, I think rather than, we're not talking about getting a check in the mail, everybody getting it. You would look at black institutions that give opportunities, put much more money into African American colleges. I think that, to me, from my point of view, that runs inconsistent with desegregation, even funding and building and solidifying black colleges. I mean, why are you having black colleges? Shouldn't we all be mixing in terms of colleges?
Right.
And so those are tough issues that are complicated, controversial, and are not going to go away. I think if the
$2 trillion that we owe.
Well, Elizabeth Warren and Kamala Harris and some of the other candidates saying, well, we deal with that by putting a 70% tax on anyone who has more is wealth worth more than $10 million. What's the message to that is you tell the Jeff Bezos, don't go out and build Amazon.
Right.
Just keep selling books out of the back of your car, because if you build an Amazon, you're going to get taxed to death on it. Hey, so much more to talk about. I've got some great guests on the show today. So stay with us. We're going to talk about the Academy Awards. We're going to talk about a whole slew of issues. So stay with us on the Common Sense Show. Our website's radiocommonsense.com, and we'll all be right back.
Listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
This is the old Cajun contractor Michael King here, host of Home Talk USA. Did you know that you can now shop and purchase online quality name brand tools and accessories at discounted prices from one of the top most visited online hardware stores, The Handy City? That's right. You can now take the hassle of having to go out and purchase these products. Just think, you can now order all of the top name brands from the comfort of your home computer and have it delivered straight to you in most cases. And the shipping is free. All the products are personally endorsed by me and guaranteed 100% by the manufacturer by using our online store. You'll be also helping to keep our popular home improvement radio show on the air. So please check out our website today at TheHandyCity.com. That's TheHandyCity.com. I'll say it again, TheHandyCity.com. Quality products at discount prices straight to you. I have only one thing I can say. Ça c'est le bon temps roulet. Let the good times roll. Yai!
You USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Russia says it's ready to hold bilateral talks with the United States concerning Venezuela. Its foreign minister reportedly making the statement late yesterday in a phone call with the U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo. Russia's been at odds with the U.S.-led campaign to recognize opposition leader Juan Guaido as interim leader of Venezuela over President Nicolas Maduro.
Now, it is true, I did not have a father who gave me millions of dollars to build luxury skyscrapers.
Senate Democrat and presidential hopeful Bernie Sanders holding a rally in Brooklyn, New York, where he grew up, talking about the vast differences between himself and President Trump.
I did not come from a family that gave me a $200,000 allowance beginning at the age of three.
This is USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I have treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNLive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of thinkology, Jim Brown.
You know, I've always heard about the religious pilgrimage going across northern Spain, the Camino route on its way to Santiago, where the great church to St. James is located, and for centuries, pilgrims have been making that route, and there's a lot of interest in the U.S. to actually make that route. There's a new film about it, Walking the Camino, Six Ways to Santiago, and it's a film that's in theaters right now. I'm sure you can download it and get it. We'll find out a little bit more about it. We have the producer of the program on here with us right now. Tell us all about it, Lydia Smith. Hey, Lydia, glad you joined us this morning.
I'm glad to be here.
And actually, you're the director of the film, aren't you? What was your role in the film, Lydia?
Pretty much everything. I mean, I had a lot of help, and I touched on pretty much every aspect because it was a kind of labor of love, and we didn't have much money, so a lot of times I had to jump in and do whatever was needed. But officially, my role was producer and director.
Well, tell our listeners who are not familiar with the route across northern Spain and why people make the pilgrimage to Santiago, tell us exactly what it's all about and then how you got interested in the project.
So the Camino de Santiago is essentially any path that leads to the city of Santiago de Compostela, where the remains of St. James are said to be buried. So in the Middle Ages, people would just walk out their front door and walk to Santiago. And then because there were so many people walking to Santiago, there became different meeting points along the way. There was four main cities in France where people would meet, Paris being one of them, and then they would walk together as a group. Now, what is known today as the Camino is the most popular and well-known route, which is called the Camino Francés, which goes from the border of France and Spain all the way across the country to Santiago, and that's about 500 miles. And nowadays, it's not necessarily, although a religious pilgrimage. I mean, that's its origins, but people do it for many different reasons. I would say about a quarter of the people that do it are Catholic and are doing it in the very traditional Catholic pilgrimage way, and then there's probably another 50% that I would say are spiritual or Christian, or on my last Camino, I actually met several Muslims and some folks from Israel as well. And then I'd say maybe another 20 to 25% are just doing it for athletic reasons or just, you know, for fun.
Yeah. Well, as I understand it, I mean, you could start in any number of locations, but you don't really have to plan your stops. It's kind of how far you get, and there's all types of villages that will offer you a shelter for the evening. You can get like a bed and breakfast or an Airbnb, what we refer to it as, and there's actually, it's become a tourism type thing because those little villages almost look forward to the walkers, and they're there supplying services. If I said that right?
Yes, absolutely. There's a huge variety of accommodation ranging from in the bigger cities, five-star hotels down to what we call albergues, which are special pilgrim hostels. A lot of times those, you tend to be sleeping in a big room with bunk beds. But sometimes, even though the roughest accommodations, you could say, have the most heart and most special kind of feeling to them, because frequently the people that take care of the pilgrims are volunteers that come for 2 weeks and just come to serve the pilgrims. And they usually are pilgrims themselves that have come to give back to the Camino. And it's quite an extraordinary thing when you walk in and somebody offers to give you a foot rub or, you know, takes time to help you, and they're not getting paid. They're not looking for anything in return. They're just looking to help you along your way.
That's just amazing. And so just an amazing story. Something I've always thought about doing, and I've had a few friends that have actually made the walk from various locations. Well, what inspired you then to make a film about it?
Well, what happened for me is I was engaged to be married, and I had my life all planned out. I was going to get married, have a couple kids, and have a nice, quiet life. And as we were planning the wedding, it became clear to me that this was not the right fit. And so all of a sudden, I was kind of lost and not sure what to do or where to go. And this little voice inside me said, you need to do the Camino. Now, I had lived in Spain for 6 years, so everyone in Spain knows about the Camino. And so I'd always known about it, but it never had attracted me until that moment. So within a couple of months, I was walking the Camino, and it just had an extraordinary effect on me, and I loved it. And while I was walking, and people found out I was a filmmaker, there was one man in particular, he was really insistent, like, you should do a documentary, you should do a documentary. I was like, no, no. I had independently produced and directed a documentary 10 years before and swore I would never, ever do it again, meaning do it independently without any kind of support from a production company or a TV station. And so when I got home, I put together this really elaborate slideshow for my friends, but this little voice kind of kept saying, no, you need to do a documentary, you need to do a documentary. So finally, I was like, okay, fine. And so I went back exactly a year later and with a crew of about 10 people. And we had two different camera crews. And we shot about 300 hours, about 15 Great. Different people as they were walking 500 miles. So as you can imagine, that's a lot of material to work with.
Sure.
And then it took me, about another 4 years to raise the money to edit, because I had raised just enough money to shoot. And it was quite the journey to raise the money to edit and finish the film. And then we finished, and we did really well in theaters. I toured the country. And, yeah, and then we were just, well, we were just on PBS on, we had a national release on the World Channel, and we're still, there's still lots of airings on PBS now.
That's what I understand. Well, we've got listeners spread out all over the country in faraway places like Fairbanks, Alaska, and up in Manchester, we got several Manchesters.
Right, up in New Hampshire.
So if somebody wants to see the film, is it available like on Netflix or something like that? How can you see the film?
Well, we don't have a deal with Netflix right now, but they can go to our website, which is CaminoDocumentary.org, and you can rent or download it to, streaming, or you can buy a DVD, or you can also, if someone prefers to support the shareholders of Amazon, they can go, or Apple, they can go there as well. But I do like to point that out because it's been a big labor of love. There's about five of us that worked for free for 5 years. So if people feel so inclined to go to our website, we would really appreciate it. And then they can also check their local listings on their local PBS station. The majority of our screenings were in December, but there's still some happening here and there. And they can also contact their station and request it. That's another option is to ask for it. But and we also sell the DVD and the Blu-ray as well, available on our website.
We'll put that link on our website at RadioCommonSense.com because I want to see it. I've not seen it. I'm looking forward to doing so. Hey, Lydia, we're out of time. Sure glad you spent some time joining us. A fascinating time. If I get up the gumption to walk the Camino, I may give you a holler because that's something I've always wanted to do. But we appreciate it. Good luck with the film. We'll look forward to talking to you in the future.
Yeah, well, thank you. And do get in touch. I have lots of tips for doing the Camino.
That's a deal. That's a deal.
Okay.
Take care. Have a nice weekend. Lydia Smith, who's the producer, director of the Camino Pilgrimage in Spain. Wonderful effort to take part. Something I've always wanted to do. And go to our website for more information.
Common sense. Right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
We pledge allegiance to one flag, and that flag is the American flag.
Did you know the official national American flag has never been manufactured for retail stores? The one that Americans fought and died for. The one symbol that represents our Constitution. Now you can be a part of this great movement that's never been seen before. Together, we'll recapture America. Call 1-877-383-4777 or visit theofficialflag.com. Theofficialflag.com.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Welcome back to Jim Brown's Common Sense. Now, here's your host and professor of Thinkology, Jim Brown.
Hey, welcome back to our program. I'm here with Leo Honeycutt and Ronna Gray on the Common Sense Show. Well, did you guys watch the Oscars last week? Gosh, it was...
Every minute of it.
Well, and I'll tell you, Ronna...
Not a minute of it.
Well, Leo, then you're irrelevant to this section.
Right. Go ahead. I'm going to go ahead and sleep. Go ahead.
But in any event, there was a lot of controversy. But there was no host. The host they'd picked had... made some obscene comments on his, what was Kevin Hart was his name, and so they canned him, and then he said he resigned. That was a lot of controversy. You just didn't know how it was going to come out. And I wanted to get our resident movie critic, who we talked to earlier about the Oscars, Julie Fisk. She's a movie critic who lives over in Dallas, Texas, and does reviews for any number of associations. Hey there, Julie, glad you joined us again.
Well, thank you for having me.
Well, I just wanted to get your response. You know, was it a huge success? I see actually viewership was up a little bit. I thought it might be down. But what was your general take on what happened this year at the Oscars, Julie?
Well, I've got two sides of the coin. I think it went fantastically without a host. I thought it was smooth. There was less of the song and dance nonsense. It just, and they gave us all of these dream combinations of announcers. I mean, I loved the whole Tina Fey, Maya Rudolph, Amy Poehler combination. So I think as far as how the show flowed, it went better than it ever has in the past. In fact, I would like to see them going forward without a host because I enjoyed the Oscars in general more than I ever have before. Now, that said, how off was I about my predictions? I was so wrong this year.
Well, let's talk about that. Now, let me come out the though. So now, it shows the age difference here in our discussion, Julie, because I'm the old school. I love Chris Rock, and I love Billy Crystal and Steve Martin and all their introductions.
Johnny Carson.
Well, making fun of people in the audience, that to me was a real highlight. But there's still comedy there through the whole thing, and I'm not knocking it. I just didn't mind some of the great hosts we've had in the past. Now, so let's talk about then, you said the surprises. How'd you come out on your projections? You made some to us last week. How'd you come out on them?
Well, I was completely off with Best Actress, with Best Director and especially Best Picture. I was completely blindsided by Best Picture because I thought in my top three, it was either going to be Bohemian Rhapsody, Black Klansman, or Roma. And when Green Book came out of nowhere, I was really floored by that, especially with just the controversy that's kind of swirled around that movie. I'm not saying it wasn't a good movie, because it really was. I was just so surprised to see that happen. I really thought it was going to go.
All right, let's talk about the movie, though, first, Julia.
Okay,
let's do that. I was surprised about the controversy because I thought, well, you know, it was kind of a play on Driving Miss Daisy, where the black guy drives the white lady, and now we've got just the reverse. We've got the white guy driving the very popular pianist, and I thought it was a nice transition, but that's gotten all kinds of controversy because it looked like we're patronizing and simplifying the issues between blacks and whites. How did you, it still won, but were you surprised at the controversy that came out after the winning? Spike Lee taking what I thought was very cheap shots, after the show was over. What was your response to the controversy?
Well, I mean, I understand it, and I think that when a controversy comes out about a movie like Green Book, and similar controversies came out about Driving Miss Daisy when that came out 30 years ago, and actually when Driving Miss Daisy won Best Picture 30 years ago, that was the same year that Spike Lee's Do the Right Thing had come out. So at the same time, there was a lot of controversy around those representations. You had one kind of glossy, very sweet representation of black and white relations. And then you had a more caustic, realistic one with Do the Right Thing. Well, Do the Right Thing walked away that year without any awards and, you know, lots of recognition from critics. But Driving Miss Daisy, of course, that's the one that we remember. It won 3 Oscars that year. So it was interesting that we came around this year. And again, we have 2 films, one with a very pleasant, friendly interpretation of race relations. And on the other hand, you had a more realistic view of what's really happening in our country today and how it was, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. And again,
on the other hand, and I'd be interested in your view on this, I don't think we want to degradate the Oscars into being politically correct or just an internal discussion. I mean, the audience drives a lot of this, too. You know, the fact that what audiences go see in films, you take to Bohemian Rhapsody, that initially didn't get some very good reviews, but the audiences loved it. It was a huge success. And so, you know, if you only do an internal game, well, you get this award for this or that, you've got to reward the fact that there is commercial success in some way, don't you? If you're really going to make the Oscars relevant, the fact that a movie like Green Mile, is it?
Green Book.
Yeah, okay, well, Green Book. And I've not seen that yet. I want to, but I did see Bohemian Rhapsody. But if the pop just loves the movie, shouldn't that be a part of the whole discussion and part of the focus on the Oscars is my question.
Well, one of the biggest complaints that the Oscars have had, of course, in the past 3 to 5 years is just how Oscar's so white. It's like, you know, is this, how can we make this more culturally diverse? So the Oscars, you have about 8,000 people who are voting for these films. So all of the Oscar voters, it's actually, they have encouraged diversity enormously in the past couple of years just to try to get more of a population represented. Like you said, it's like this is based on voters. It's not based on box office. So how many people are voting based on how popular the movie was as opposed to how much they truly liked the movie? And then what's the breakdown culturally of the demographics of the people who are voting? So
I'd hate to think that you know, the best cinematographer or the best actor or something, that you do so because it's the best performance or the best job done. Not to say, well, we got to be politically correct, so let's put a Spanish guy in here and let's put a black guy in here and the black actors and some of the black Academy Awards that went out this time were some for very professional work. I think they earned them. But I just worry about we're getting too politically correct, where it's just your time because you're of a certain skin color, rather than this was the best performance. Now, that's arbitrary, and you can't get 8,000 people to get together on something like that. I realize that, but I just hope we don't fall too far down along those lines, because that's why so many people are going to Netflix and having other choices than they have right now. So it's a tough balance, and I think you make that good point.
Right, and I think that it's not even so much just about choosing it based on who deserves it. It's based on also, like, we all look at movies differently, and our background and race sometimes plays into that. So someone might take so much more away from a film based on their background than I would because of my background. So what might be best picture to me is going to be a completely different interpretation, or based on somebody else just because of their background and how they view that movie. It's also
that's fair enough. I agree. That makes
difficult.
Sense. Yeah, I make sense. I agree. But that's why I think that the popularity of the movie also ought to have some bearing on the whole thing. But I see what you're saying. And so,
they tried to introduce Best Popular Movie this year. You remember that. The Oscars were like, well, let's do that. Let's honor the most popular film. And everyone lost their minds. They were like, why would we do that? What does popular movie have to do with best movies and best filmmaking in general?
Well, let's just get to the real tension that was built when Bradley Cooper and Lady Gaga come up on the stage, and you could almost cut the tension with an ice on that and the romance. And was that all staged, do you think, or was that really a genuine feeling of the two?
That's why they call them actors.
Oh, how beautiful was that? I was just crying my eyes out, though. You know what, though? I think it's a combination. I think that when they made that film together, I think that there were genuine feelings, like really pushing that story forward. Not that they were, like, hooking up when the cameras were off, but I think there was very, like, very real love and respect happening there. Now, if you want the bare bones of it, deep down, I think Lady Gaga's in love with him, and he's just not.
Well, he's got some obli. His girlfriend was sitting right through the whole thing. So, hey, Julie, that note music means we've got to go. Thanks so much. You gave a great overview for it. And, Julie, what's your website? I got it up on our website. What's your website to tell our listeners?
It is juliesaysso.com, and thank you so much for having me again.
All right, take care. Look forward to staying in touch. Ronna Gray and Leo Honeycutt, bye. On the Common Sense Show. And, hey, we're back. We're just warming up. We'll be right back.
You're listening to Jim Brown's Common Sense, right here on the Genesis Communications Radio Network at GCNLive.com.
Familiar Evil, the chilling true story by Ronna Gray of the international search for a television personality that exposed his dark side. Winner of 11 National Book Awards, including Best True Crime of 2017. Familiar Evil goes inside the criminal investigation that sent shockwaves from Louisiana to London. Available in hardback and ebook at Amazon, Barnes & Noble, and Books A Million, with signed copies at FamiliarEvil.com.
Safety, safety, safety. I'm saying it three times. Studies show you need to hear something three times to remember it. So remember, safety, safety, safety is important to me, me, me. That's why I love Grainger. Grainger has the products to help keep our facilities safe and people safer. Say it with me, kid. Safety, safety, safety from Grainger, Grainger, Grainger. When you think safety, think Grainger. Get it? Got it? Good. Call clickgrainger.com/safety or stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Pain in my neck, back, and shoulders has really gotten worse.
Relief for body pain is here with Sunny Bay Heating Pads.
Well, the last thing I want is to take another pill, so what's so good about Sunny Bay Heating Pads?
Sunny Bay Heating Pads, made by Biomed DB Design right here in the USA, come in all sizes. Our extra-large microwavable heating pad for back pain is designed to be large enough to cover your entire back. It's also perfect to wrap around your legs, knees, or shoulder and neck.
But I need to know they're good quality.
Of course. Sunny Bay Sunny Bay heating pads and pillows are often an Amazon choice. And it's easy and most affordable when you purchase your Sunny Bay heating pads right from our website, sunshinepillows.com. Or call us, 253-678-1361.
Hey, a Sunny Bay heating pad
would make a great gift, right?
Yes, and they start at just $19.99 and free shipping is available. So call 253-678-1361 or shop for your Sunny Bay heating pad at sunshinepillows.com.